These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Joe Camp of Comstock Investments. And Joe, coming back off this three-day weekend now, looking at the grains a little higher to start on the overnight. What are we seeing heading into this Tuesday?
Right, some overnight strength here, in part just getting out of last week, the sell-off having maybe been exhausted temporarily. We know just how short these hedge funds have gotten, holding just near, at least in the last report, probably past that now, a record net short position in the corn market. The technicals all point lower here, but you get also to a level which looks oversold by a lot of measures. And again, as mentioned, getting out of last week, that Ag Outlook Forum, having that out of the way, following what was a week before that, a bearish crop report. You've got all of this USDA data pointing to big supplies, maybe the high watermark in terms of supply side numbers going forward, like we can often see with those big trend line yields or even the acres estimates subject to change quite considerably from here. But some relief that those numbers are out of the way and that we've got an approach towards the end of this month. We're going to start to think a lot more about the mechanics of these March futures going into delivery soon. Here on the 29th will be first notice day. Before that, on Friday this week, will be options expiration for the March grain. So far, some strength. We'll see if it holds as we go forward here into this short holiday week.
And, you know, you mentioned acreage. You know, obviously planting has not gone yet, and so acreage changes could be happening. I mean, do you see with any of those numbers that we could see a large shift in any intentions before we get going? What about things on the livestock side?
It has been a bullish swing here for livestock. That's cattle and hogs, in part for what the speculators have contributed to this move. It's been four straight weeks with the managed money crowd having been a net buyer of hogs, of live cattle, and feeder cattle altogether. And so that pushes the market higher in a way that also still fits with bullish fundamentals.
We've got more under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up 4 1/4 at 420 3/4. Soybeans up 12 3/4 at 11.85. Live cattle down 2 cents at 187.52. Feeders down a nickel at 250.97. Lean hogs up 1.45 at 86.67. That's the opening markets.